Hey everyone, it's Evelyn, your host of Now I Get It, today's entertainment business news in 5 minutes or less. In today's episode, we'll be discussing how all these tech companies right now are hiring for sports roles, and why I believe it's because they're actually not prepared for all of the sports IP they're buying. They're just blindly and fiercely buying. By the end of this episode, you'll also be able to say, Now I Get It. Things I've noticed recently on the job boards: Apple is currently hiring for a sports entertainment marketing job. Amazon is hiring. I've seen multiple jobs for sports programming, social media, and sports for Amazon. Disney, if you remember, Disney owns Disney Plus, Hulu, ESPN. I've been seeing they've been putting up roles for sports and live news roles in content programming. Even the tech companies I know are making a push and prioritizing sports over some of their other verticals, such as entertainment, news, lifestyle. You know, I see two really big reasons for this. First, for the social media platforms, gender is really split with the younger generations. But as you get older, it skews more female users on the social media platforms. So as a business, you want to bring a diversity of audiences because more diverse audience, more ad money. Duh. So for these social media platforms, they're like, okay, we have the young users, we have Gen Z, we have the young millennial. It's a 50-50 split there in the gender. But as you get older, we skew female heavy. So what can we do as a social media platform to entice millennial men and older to use our social media platforms, X, TikTok, Meta apps? Well, the answer is offering more sports content on the platform. The second trend I've been seeing is if you're a streaming television platform, Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, Disney Plus, and you don't really offer live TV the same way of we know of linear TV, cable TV, things that are truly must-see live these days are sports and award shows. But let's be honest, award show viewership drops year after year while sports just continues to grow and grow. You know, in 2024, sports was seen as the area of streaming growth. Streaming networks actually make up 20% of the money spent on global sports rights. Last year, that 20% meant around $10 billion in sports rights. In 2025, this year, the projected spend is $12.5 billion. So that is an increase of over $2 billion just in a year. Just if we take a quick look at the top streaming services, last year, Amazon only had NFL Thursday Night Football. This coming year, Amazon's about to have NFL Thursday Night Football through 2033. And they have an NBA 11-year deal starting where you'll be able to watch conference finals and playoff games. Netflix last year, we all remember the boxing moment, Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. They got the rights to WWE Monday Night Raw. They also had NFL Christmas games, more known as the Beyonce Bowl. But this coming year, Netflix actually keeps their same sports package. So they'll actually keep those two Christmas games. Peacock last year, they dabbled with a game on their streaming platform, and then this coming year, they'll be getting partial rights to the NBA games, 100 regular season games, some doubleheaders, and Sunday night games. YouTube TV, not much has changed there. They've gotten NFL Sunday ticket last year, this year, through 2029, honestly. Apple TV Plus, they've had MLB games, MLS season pass. They locked in a 10-year deal for that. And those are just the sports rights that went up for sale. Let's see what else people will buy once more sports rights go up for sale. These job postings just show me that these tech companies and streaming companies have been fiercely buying up these sports rights, but once they're bought, they kind of look internally and realize, oh shoot, none of our employees actually are sports industry experts, or we historically haven't been doing sports, so none of our current employees really know how to maximize the potential of these new sports rights we have or our new sports strategy. I think sports will always be trendy. I think sports will always be popular. That hasn't changed. But I think where we watch sports and how we consume it on social media or in our apps is very different. And these tech companies are actually racing to catch up to a behavior that's been here all along. Well, since it's Friday, I'll share a little bit about what I've been watching and what's up next for me. I recently tried to get through Mickey 17. It's on HBO Max right now, and I just could not get through it. It's Bong Joon-ho's newest movie. I mean, I loved Parasite, but I could not finish this one. I did finish, though, Adults on FX, also on Disney Plus. I thought it was a really funny Gen Z type of sense of humor. It reminds me a lot of Broad City. And next up, I will be starting Overcompensating on Prime Video, another Gen Z TV show comedy. And I also noticed The Accountant 2 is available on Prime Video, the Ben Affleck, John Bernthal movie. Those are the kinds of movies I just kind of wait for streaming to go see versus going to theater. Well, that's it for today's episode, everyone. I hope you learned a little, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye!